Robots Radio presents...
Rated M for Mature.
Welcome back, everybody, and you're listening to The Download, weekly gaming news, the show where we give you the DL on the latest in gaming every week in a small, bite-sized download. I am your West Coast host, Jameson.
And I am impressed, honestly. The West Coast host. Is that going to be your new Shaka Bro? Nice.
That's my radio DJ name.
Oh, God. I'm Brenna. That's it. Just Brenna.
You're listening to 103.7.
With your host.
Yeah. So we're gonna try and get through this and pray that the thunder, lightning, and rain and hail outside doesn't crash our power or our internet. California.
Oh God, we are song-y right now.
Dude, it was the weekend. It was all the 90s tunes on Saturday night is what it really was.
Yeah, so. Don't ask me what to put on, because I'm going to say 90s, and then everybody's going to lose it. And then the 20-year-old roommates are going to come home and be like, oh, the old people are getting crazy.
God, I felt so old. We're all getting crunk, and everyone's just like...
The 20-year-olds come home, and you're like, yeah, okay.
Oh, fucking Zoomers. Oops, yeah, excuse me.
Boop. Inappropriate language.
I know. I need a beeper button. I don't have any. Anyway.
Beeper? Yeah, so, really? We are in the 90s, aren't we?
I don't remember what the name is for the sensor button. I think it's just called the sensor. That's what I was talking about, like beeper button.
Beeper, you know, pager.
Clicker. Brenna, do you have the clicker for the TV?
Yeah.
Would you like a can of pop? Okay, we're gonna get moving here. If you saw some of our tweets, we're also looking at maybe like doing some general housekeeping things with the show. We'll talk more about that later. We're gonna try and time it all probably for the new year to get everything all cleaned up. So details to come on that later. But first things first, this one raises very serious questions to me about why Nintendo's even wasting their time with a OLED unit. Nintendo Switch developers have reportedly received 4K dev units for the Nintendo Switch. And according to Bloomberg, which is, what's his name? Schreier, Jason Schreier. That the Nintendo Switch model could arrive in end of 2022. So just why are they wasting their time with an OLED unit, and why is the 4K unit another year away? Like, why didn't they give us the 4K unit first is what I'm ultimately
why
comes
do
down
we
to.
Need a 4K unit?
You know, that's also an excellent question. Being Nintendo,
nobody
it's not
said-
like...
Yeah, nobody said we needed a 4K unit.
Yeah, I mean, since pretty much all of their games are, you know, some form of cartoon artwork, or you know, two dimensional artwork, even three dimensional. Like, I don't foresee like seeing a difference in like Zelda, maybe, but like when I'm playing like Mario Kart,
Zelda doesn't need. Fucking 4K. Sorry, you started this. Zelda doesn't need 4K. It's an animation. Like, it's just like it's not even a realistic animation is what I'm trying to say.
Maybe Nintendo is going to be upgrading a lot of the quality of their games then with this. I don't know. It's just...
I really doubt it, because the processor in these things are not going to handle much more of an upgrade.
Yeah, it's just... It's odd. And Nintendo has responded to it saying that the publication, saying that Bloomberg falsely claims that the company is providing developers with tools to make 4K Switch games. But that's classic Nintendo. They do this anytime stuff their leaks. They adamantly deny it. And they say that they have no plans for any new Switch model other than the OLED. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll take it with a grain of salt. Honestly, it could go either way. But, you know, if Jason Schreier is getting reports from developers that they have received 4K dev units, I believe that more than I believe Nintendo.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. What's also interesting is Twitch's priority list. This all is very interesting. This is helpful, but on the list of things that Twitch needs to do, why are they chalking this up as a big content feature? Like this is a basic thing that a lot of things, other things already do. So basically now streamers can require their viewers to have their Twitch account watching be verified by email or phone in order to chat, because obviously people can watch without a Twitch account. You just can't chat, you know, engage on the channel. So it's their effort to crack down on a lot of toxic behavior, because you can now, you know, rather than just have an anonymous account tied to an email, you know, that you could just put in a fake name and whatnot, now it has to be tied to a phone number. And, you know, people have to do that. And then so it'll just allow them to add other things that they can filter through, block more like hate raids and other abusive behavior. But again, like this is such a minor thing that, you know, that will be helpful, but they're like really touting this. And it's like, okay, well, you know, there's so many other things you could be doing to make Twitch better. And this is just, you know, I mean, like
it's great. It really is that you're trying to stop this, but you added a secondary verification.
Yeah.
That's all you did. That probably took someone a day to do. Like it did not take any time whatsoever to do.
Yeah, it's really quite dumb, because it's also something that they already have, because you can two-factor authentication your login.
Right, which so, they just added onto this and forced it for chats. Or yeah, I guess so made it enabled for the content producer.
Yes, so they just added a little button that the content creator can push to make it so you can't watch or you can't chat unless you've activated this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
That took not even a day. Not even a day.
This is a major.
It probably took someone more time to think it up than to actually do it.
Meanwhile, they can barely crack down on like the hate speech, you know, in their channel, like people just talking. And then let alone people chatting.
Because
we
can't do voice like bans, or we can't do text bans. That's not a thing, right?
They have some text filters, but they're
terrible. They're absolutely terrible.
Yeah.
Like we need to go Club Penguin on them.
Well, and just like they need to like monitor.
I didn't get a compliment for that reference. I mean, you blew over that. Like that wasn't gold tier. Like, that, come on.
That was A plus tier.
Club
Penguin was like, you say pizza and you're like banned.
Yeah.
Like after Pizzagate, dead serious. You said no, pizza, yeah. You got banned.
Yes.
It was Club Penguin was another level.
It was a world of debauchery and like the most holy of places.
The amount of people that were not under the age of 12 that played Club Penguin.
More
was
than
vastly.
The people under the The ratio was messed up. The mean age was like 30.
It's like the viewers of My Little Pony.
That ain't right, sir. That ain't
the
right.
Bronies.
Bronies. I can't believe, I mean, that's a legit thing. I don't ask questions anymore. I don't.
Anyway. So, again, this is such a minor thing, and there's so many things that they need to be doing on their platform that they haven't been, including just enforcing their rules equally across their entire platform and not giving their partners special privileges like they currently do. So, it's just, do better, Twitch. Insomniac Games, however, says that the next Spider-Man video game, Spider-Man 2, is going to be a lot darker than the previous two games. And they are comparing, in a quote from Rossman at Exomniac, the creative vice president, he said, if the first Spider-Man game was Star Wars, Spider-Man 2 is kind of our empire. It gets a little darker. And I'm 100% here for it, especially since we're talking about bringing like Venom into this game and probably some other characters. And they've already said that both Miles and Peter Parker will be in the game together. That's so cool. I definitely think that it'd be cool to see them, you know, really like drive in a much darker and heavier storyline. Because Spider-Man
set it up. It up really well. Spider-Man can be dark. It hasn't really gone there in any sense of the form, like in any of the movies, or you know what I mean? The darkest we had was Spider-Man 3, and that really wasn't much. Like, he kind of got a little moody here and there.
Yeah, he got a little emo, listened to a little too much Green Day, and
yeah, that was really all it was. So they, I think this is a correct progression. They made a game that has really cool mechanics, and it was beautiful, and it was honestly just fun to swing around. Like, they worked really hard on that, which is great. They made the map small, which is good. You just really drove home that mechanic. And then they started to build a little bit better on the story, and now they're getting to make it a little bit grittier. They didn't give everything away at the very start, but they did enough. They said they did what they said they were going to do. This is happy, everyone.
And I wish more games would invest more in those kind of grittier storytellings. Like, a lot of games will like throw like an element of that at you. Like,
or they just don't care. So here's the thing, like Call of Duty and some of these games, they just don't care. Like, they are.
Yeah. They tried, like when we talked about with Modern Warfare, they were trying to make the references to the war crimes, like with the Road of Death and the gas attacks.
Even with like Witcher and stuff like that, there's just like, yeah, this game is violent. It's a violent game because there's, you know, slashing and killing and whatever in it. So they don't really care about the grittiness of it or like making a feeling around it, because they're like, oh, there's already violence in this game. Who cares? So I don't think there's anything centered around that except for like Life is Strange and Last of Us and maybe this now.
You hit it right on the head, I think. And that's what I was trying to say, is that a lot of games will throw these dark or gritty themes at you, but they don't make you feel anything. And then there's the one-off games, like you said, like Life is Strange and a few of the others, where they actually make you feel something. They actually make you react. And I feel like that's what they're going to try and go for, is that they want you to feel something. I would even say, like, you know, for all the flack that Cyberpunk gets, there was a couple missions in Cyberpunk that really, like, you know, made like, you yeah, or just made you feel something. You were just like, oh, this is, you know, another game that I thought did that really well was Detroit Become Human. I thought they did a really great job with their storytelling. Even Last of Us, like the first Last of Us, I think did a good job with that. Second Last of Us, it's kind of
for debate.
Yeah. But I would definitely like games that make me feel more, games that are like, yeah, because that's one thing I love about going to movies, is when you go to a movie and it's, you know, it really, really moves you. So, but speaking of movies and Spider-Man and Venom 2 opened this weekend in the box office, setting a pandemic record, 90 million in its opening weekend. Which, that's a huge weekend, like, even outside of pandemic. Like, that's not, a top-tier, like, AAA, like, Avengers Endgame opening weekend. But that 90 million is a very, very respectable opening weekend.
Yeah.
And so, that beat out...
I mean, that's kind of crazy. The second highest opening weekend for October, trailing Joker, which made 96.2 million during 2019.
And that's pre-COVID. And Joker was a very highly anticipated movie, too.
Insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone's been waiting for Let There Be Carnage.
Yes, we've all been very excited about that. So it was nice.
So good.
It was. So some of the reviews are a little mixed on it. We won't talk about those. We don't want to spoil anything, but the original Venom ended up during its entire theatrical run made over $850 million worldwide. And Venom 2 during its opening weekend currently stands at $103.9 million. So it's on its way, I think. I'm looking forward to seeing it. So once we see it, we'll have to circle back and give our thoughts about it.
See, the first one was so good that I definitely think that a lot of the money came from people re-watching the movie, not multiple people continue. You know what I mean? So
I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. And I think it's just so many people love Tom Hardy and so many people were excited just to see, you know, Venom and get him get his own role.
Good humor. It was a lot of setup. It was a lot of story and it was little tidbits of Venom. And I think we all wanted so much more. So this new movie is.
That's what people are knocking on the movie. The critics in their infinite wisdom. That's what's getting its bad rap in this one is they're saying that they didn't do anything different, is that they just kind of continued a lot of the same quirks and stuff from that one. And then it was just a nonstop, you know, train ride of, you know, action and things happening. So they
said that's what it was going to be.
It's the critics, Brenna.
They clearly said, we talked about this 2 weeks ago. They said it's going to be all action because it was all set up in the first movie.
Well, and so what the critics are saying is like it's using the same kind of humor style, making similar jokes, like it's not creative enough.
It's called a theme. It's the theme. It's the humor of the. It's the humor. It's what you get into. Brenna, I go to watch a stand-up comedian because I like the way they tell their jokes.
Brenna, these are the people that said the writing of King Kong versus Godzilla was bad.
You just sound stupid when you say that, honestly. Listen to the words coming out of your mouth.
It's a movie about fighting monsters, and you mean to tell me you're upset because the writing wasn't good? It's like saying I watch porn for the plot. It's the story every time. How did she end up in the washer and dryer? What led up to this?
Know.
No. Why can't she just pull herself out? Why doesn't she just stand up?
Is there a gravitational force? Is there like a Narnia in the back of this thing? I need to know.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Laundry Machine.
I avoided clapping my hands so hard. Oh my god.
There's just like a black hole in the back of that, creating like a
I don't know
what is it, like a singularity gravity event. You thought of something nasty, didn't you?
No, I thought of Inception. But I thought of him looking through the holes in the grate instead of the books.
Oh yeah, Interstellar. Yes.
Yes,
that's where I was like, that's funny, though, staring through the hole. Oh my god.
Yeah, right.
That needs to be a parody video.
Yes, it does.
What would be the porn name of Interstellar? Because you know they always take the movies and they do
it. Interstellar. That was it.
You are on fire.
That was quick. I am. I got whiplash from that one.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Moving right along. Yeah. The Battlefield 2042 beta is upcoming this weekend. Woot woot. Get ready to jump in to the latest edition of EA's Battlefield franchise. If you have, what is it? I think the EA Access or Origin Play or EA Play or something like that. Whatever EA's garbage subscription service is, if you pay for it, you can start playing as soon as today, tomorrow, the day this episode releases, October 5th. That's when downloads are available. Early access play starts October 6th and open play begins on October 8th and it ends on October 10th at sunset, apparently, is the time that it ends. Yes. So feel free to jump on that, check that out, some details about it. There's only going to be one map available in the beta. And they want to get as many players on it as possible. They want to try and break some servers because it's good stress testing for when the game releases. So if you're playing on glorious Master Race PC, you'll be able to play in 64v64 battles.
Oh, God. So let's crash some damn servers, people.
That makes the 64v64 makes me so happy. Yes, that's old Battlefield days.
Chaotic.
Oh, God. It's wild. And if you're playing on a console, you will get to play 32v32. And it will be Conquest. So it's the, you know, five or so flags that you're capturing. It's on their new map, Orbital, which is a like space, like launch area. So like, I think one of the events, because it always has dynamic events. So I think one of them is the rocket exploding or something, and it creates like I think the other one's a tornado. So pretty cool. Trailer for it is also pretty cool. And if you are playing on PlayStation, you do not need a PlayStation Plus membership to play the beta online. Yeah, that's exciting. Xbox users, however, do need Xbox Gold to do so. And then PC, you just gotta have internet. So, very exciting for that. I think the game is supposed to release in November, so we're like a month out.
Nice, perfect. Beta month out, get it in a month, done.
Yes. It was supposed to, I think, come out this week or next week originally, and then they pushed it back a couple weeks, which that's minor. I'm okay with that. That's not a minor delays. That's acceptable. That's some tinkering. But when you're like, we need another 3 months or something, so that's more than just minor tinkering.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, at a certain level, like, we are way the F behind.
You know what? We would think so. But, you know, we are continuously proven wrong that no one seems to know what state their games are in.
You've only been doing this for the last decade and a half. But no, I don't know how to plan a timeline.
Don't know. Anyway, the latest series of Pokemon games, Pokemon Legends, is coming out soon, and it is Arceus, A-R-C-E-U-S, Arceus.
Sure.
I feel like, yeah. So it's set in the Sinnoh region's history. It's using a new landmass, and it'll have some new special Pokemon. So if you're a fan of Pokemon Legends, go check it out. It's different than the normal Pokemon games. I've never played it before, but it's...
I can't do anything past third generation. It's just like a weird thing that I have. There's nothing other than third gen.
You know what comes out this fall, Brenna, on Nintendo Switch that you and I need to get?
What?
Pokemon Diamond and Pearl Remastered.
That's it. That's what you need.
That was the end. That was the end for me for Pokemon. That was like, after that, I don't like a lot of the Pokemon games.
The Sapphire and Ruby, not your favorite?
No, that was right before Diamond and Pearl.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Sword and Shield, right?
I think it was X and Y.
Ah.
Sword and Shield was the most recent one. They did like X and Y, like Moon and Sun, X and Y 2, Black and White. They had a lot of weird ones.
No, I think my top tier favorite is Silver and Gold.
That's OG.
OG. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
right
OG.
There. Remaster Silver Gold. Everyone will lose it.
OG. Yeah. OG. I mean, you could probably play a lot of that on your Switch now with the
emulators are a thing. I've played it a million times over.
Well, no, they now have the Game Boy emulator on the Nintendo Switch, so you can play it natively.
Yes. It's not native. Sir, I will pull out my Game Boy Color and I will plug it in if I want to play it.
I mean, I can go do that as well too. I got my Pokemon Red still.
Yeah. No, I have mine. the silver.
I have my Pokemon Red, the first one.
It's yellow. It's not gold. It's yellow.
Yeah,
yellow gold and silver.
Yeah, they did a different one later. It was Pokemon Red and Blue was first, and then it was Pokemon Yellow, and then it was Pokemon Green, and then I think they did Gold and Silver, and then I think they did Ruby Sapphire, Diamond Pearl, and then it started getting weird.
Yeah, and then it started getting real weird.
Xbox players, you've got quite a sound upgrade available on your Xbox Series X or coming soon. Games will now be able to support Dolby Vision. So if you got a nice fancy TV, you can enjoy Dolby Vision Atmos sound.
When you said Dolby, I could hear the noise.
You know, it's also another noise you can hear, the THX.
My ears just blew out. My ears just blew out.
Oh, man. I haven't seen the THX one in forever, like on any movie.
They don't. No.
They must not be. They must not be doing anything anymore. The one I don't like is the Sony one. When you go to theaters and it's like the balls bouncing and it's like, oh, around you. It's just like that was just invasive on my ears.
It's pretty Japanese, let's be honest.
All inside of you.
Ooh.
This also past weekend was the Halo Infinite open beta, and they had the full playlist, almost the full playlist available, including a big team battle. And they had just about all the weapons, and you didn't need to be a part of anything to play. People are really raving about Halo Infinite multiplayer. I am very excited. And they were also, their goal was to crash the servers. They wanted as many people to play the game as possible, just absolutely stress load and destroy. So they had Capture the Flag, Total Control, Slayer, Big Team Battle, a couple other maps, all on Fragmentation was the biggest one. So, and that game comes out December 8th. We still got a little while for that. Yeah, that's a lot of early betas for this game, but you know what? It's all necessary data. It's all good info.
Yeah.
This fall, we are taking a break from The Mandalorian for the offshoot series, Star Wars, A Book of Boba Fett, and or Boba Fett. Some people get real uppity about how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
But that will be beginning streaming on December 29th. Such an odd day to start a new series. Like let's
right
do
before Christmas.
Let's do the, no right before New Year's. Let's oh. do the last. Well, let's do the last, like one of the last days of the year to start our series. Like, why not wait another week and start it in January?
I got it. No, I got it. Every hungover idiot is going to be so ready to plop down on New Year's Day and the next day after just dying.
It's a good point. You know, it also popped into my head, too, that I remembered is that's before the award show cutoff.
Mm. Oh, OK.
So it gets them in for award show nominations. Because the show began in, you know, during this time.
Oh. I forgot. Rams or not, the Raiders and Chargers are playing.
That game is over.
I know. I didn't see who won.
I didn't see who won either.
Now. God, I gotta check.
I meant to watch while I was on my phone. We'll circle back to you. I do want to know who won. I hope it was if the Chargers won by four, there was a guy that in a $500 parlay won $130,000.
Colin, that would be great. Let's see, where are you?
This is taking a really long time, Brenna.
Yeah, it hasn't updated for me.
I feel like I could do this faster.
The Chargers run.
Oh, and they won by over four. Wow. 28-14. Dang.
So this guy just won 100,000?
130,000. It was like an 8-game parlay, too. Like, it was ridiculous. I wonder if this means I won for my fantasy football week.
We're getting real Star Trek.
Oh. Daddy takes home another W.
There you go.
Dude, Chargers. Half my starting lineup is Chargers. It's been working though. So yeah. League of Legends releases every year, they commission someone to make a song for their world's trailer, and they make a pretty sick animation. The first year that they did this was 2014 when they had Worlds in Seoul, Korea. Oh my God, that was goosebumps. Nuts. To watch that. Like,
yeah,
that was a signal to me that esports and video games are finally being recognized. When you have a
outside of Asian countries, though.
But I mean, it had like over 80,000 people in attendance at the stadium. You had Imagine Dragons making a song for it. Then this is when they were big and performing on stage at the start of the event. Then you had the event itself, and it had like over 1 million people, I think, watching on Twitch. Like it was one of the most watched Twitch streams like ever for an esports event. It was pretty.
If I asked a kid now who Imagine Dragons are, that they
absolutely
would know?
No, and they grew up listening to Imagine Dragons too. Like that would have been like when they were in middle school or high school. But if you asked them who they were, probably not.
Solid.
So, yeah. So that was pretty mind-blowing. I remember staying. I like it because of the time difference. It started at like midnight. Or like 2 a.m. something U.S. time. So you had to be up stupid late to watch it. But yeah, wild. So their newest video is out, and it's phenomenal. And they've got a Netflix series starting in November. And funnily enough, the finals for the League of Legends Worlds will take place on the same day as the TV show starts. So they did a good job with their timing there. But the first part of the game, preliminary stages, will begin on October 5th, tomorrow, in Reykjavik, Iceland. So, exciting. I like Iceland. There is a new Twisted Metal game in the works. But we've already kind of mentioned this before. Yeah. And they're also working on the Twisted Metal TV show. But still, yes. Exciting to hear now that it's kind of officially confirmed. And it is being made by Destruction All-Stars developer Lucid Games. Never heard of them.
Right.
But apparently the game will be based on a free-to-play model.
Yes. That would be nice.
Yeah, it's like probably a
free-to-play battle.
I think it's going to be a car battle royale.
That's what I'm thinking.
Honestly.
Yeah, I'm here.
Especially with Twisted Metal. I'm here for that.
Yeah, I'm good with that one.
I'm here for that. That could be a lot of fun. Bungie is teasing another major character death in Destiny 2. So a lot of people were really upset when Vanguard Hunter Cade 6 was killed off. And now they're teasing that someone else is going to die. And they're kind of like, you know, trying to bother people about who it might be. Yeah.
If you care about that, that sucks for you.
Yeah, if you're a Destiny fan, we have a lot of great Destiny podcasts on our show that I'm sure they're talking about that. So
yeah, definitely.
Go listen to them. This just made me laugh when I saw it. So New World launched last week, and they were having some big numbers, like over 700,000 concurrent players on Steam at launch is pretty phenomenal over the first couple of days. But they banned any variation of Jeff and Bezos and the character creator name, as well as Amazon. I mean, they knew their audience. They came prepared. Someone wanted to name their character Jeff Bezos Wallet.
you gotta love the internet.
Yeah, so people are trying to find, you know, creative ways to, you know, recreate the name, basically. Would have been hilarious if someone was actually able to get the name Jeff Bezos as their character.
Right.
And they founded a company in the game, a guild, and named their guild Amazon. Would have been,
you know,
would have been top tier.
If they wouldn't have stopped it, it would have happened.
Someone did get their name out there as Jeffrey Bezos.
Yes.
Somehow they got that. But I'm sure they'll get found out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Get the old name change. Disney has settled their lawsuit with Scarlett Johansson for a undisclosed amount, which tells me that Scarlett Johansson got paid. She was upset because they did not recently, they were going to release it in theaters, and then they chose to release it in theaters and on streaming services. And so she was upset because part of her compensation was tied to a percentage of sales in or box office sales. So she was
I guess makes sense. I mean, it makes sense in a way. It's like, hey, I signed this contract, this deal, saying that my cut is going to mainly come, and that's where they get most of their money, is mainly going to come from this box office sales. And they don't really get any of the royalties.
No, that all goes to the company. They just get their salary, or they get like, yeah, this.
And this is
yeah, I mean, it's just hard for me to feel sad about anyone who's making millions and millions of dollars.
Sure.
But that is 100% a very legitimate legal complaint when you get, you know.
I mean, I would be pissed, and I guarantee you these guys definitely live outside of a means. Like, they have a bare minimum that they need. Because they've built themselves up that much.
100%. 100%. Yeah. So, but then no one knows what the number is. So we'll, I'm sure it will get leaked eventually.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I had another thought, but I forgot it. New Ghostbusters video game in the works from the Friday the 13th developer, Illphonic. I don't think they made the last one, but the last one I heard was pretty good. A lot of people were happy with it.
Sounds like a quirky, fun game.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but the studio making it specializes in multiplayer games. Like, they made the Predator one, and then the Friday the 13th, which is kind of like the Dead by Daylight.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know what this means for Ghostbusters, but.
What does it mean?
What does it mean? Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Oh, that's not where I was going, but thank you.
I mean, that's like
classic
the
YouTube.
Yeah.
That's what, classic.
What movie were we watching recently that We Are the Millers? He's watching like the YouTube videos, me and the cat. Me.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so all good. Great.
Classic.
People will never understand. Charlie bit me. It's what you get when you stick your finger in his mouth, a baby's mouth. It's gonna bite you.
Yeah.
Nintendo posted a picture from Smash Bros.
No. You need to read the title of this article.
It's a phenomenal title. Nintendo deletes horny tweets.
An
outstanding move. Nintendo, for whatever reason, posted a picture from Smash Bros. Of Samus of Solid Snake crawling behind Samus, and they captioned it with the eye, like side glance emojis, and people were losing their minds. And it was like after an hour or two, they took it down, and some people had it open, and they were like, I don't want to refresh my page. Like, it will be gone.
Yes, it will.
People were taking screenshots of it. It was hilarious. That's just, to me, that's a horny Japanese thing to do. That's just a Nintendo thing to do, to be honest.
For sure. I mean, it's such a good, her butt is way up in the air.
This is true.
He is doing a perfect army crawl, and she is like all fours.
This is true. Would you say he's kind of like slithering?
Stop it. Don't you.
Well, and you know what? People are all focused on Samus's ass, because Samus has a massive and phenomenal ass once you see her without her armor. But let us not forget Solid Snake's ass.
Yeah, no, he's got that, some junk.
He is like the Captain America of video games. Like, that America. Is Japan's ass.
There it is. That is Japan's ass.
So that was pretty funny. I think they were just trying to be funny, and once they realized what they had done, they tried to lock that down. If you have a Nintendo, or not Nintendo, the other Japanese company, you have a PlayStation 5, you should enable 120 hertz if you have a game that can run it in a TV that can handle it. So that's the two big things. And then you also need a HDMI cable that can support all this. Like, why are TVs so complicated? So the way you do it is on your PlayStation, open up the settings tab. You go to the PlayStation screen and video, and you'll see a nice little option there, enable 120 hertz. So if your game, TV, and all that other stuff supports it, the PlayStation will automatically start playing your games in 120 hertz. And then if you need to make some adjustments, you can go to save data in game / app settings. God, these menus are terrible. And go to game presets. You can change between game default, performance mode, and resolution mode.
Are you okay?
It's a lot of words right now in my mouth. So do all of those things because it will give you optimal performance while also giving you high quality. Yeah. Yes.
Crunchy, clean video games.
Crunchy, clean.
Yeah.
Not two words I would use together.
Yes.
And then if you need a real...
You know what? Goodbye, everyone.
If you need a way to kick off your morning...
This is you right now.
There's a coffee bean video game in the works. And it's like he's got two guns and he blows stuff up, and it's called Killer Bean. And it's coming out next year. It looks amazing. Amazing. So
it's a coffee bean in like a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
With akimbo pistols.
Blowing up helicopters and tanks.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I like that he's got like little holsters hanging off the back of his bean.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Oh, goodness. But that's it for news for this week. We'll be... big yawn. Very tired. We'll be back next week with more delicious content for you guys. And we'll be reaching out to get the subscriber episode scheduled here sometime in the next couple weeks, too. Probably closer to the end of the month is what I'm thinking. So with that, thank you for supporting us. Good luck and have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.
How loose is too loose?
Never.
Oh, boy.
Hey, I'm Tom.
And I'm Stuart.
And we're from the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast.
We talk about all things connected to D&D lore.
And we're on the Robots Radio Network. So if you're into Dungeons & Dragons or you're into lore, then come check us out. You can find us on any podcatcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get podcasts.
Roll more dice.
That's the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast.
Are you into the cyberpunk tabletop games or excited for Cyberpunk 2077? Are you looking to brush up on the lore, stay up on all the latest news, and talk about the game when it comes out? Check out the Cyberpunk Lorecast, a show from Robots Radio with me, your host, Robots. We'll go over all the details you need to know about the world, characters, and story of Cyberpunk. Available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.